don't know. I just light pink methylate.
What did they used to use? It was brown.
I'm trying to think. I know what you're talking about. It's real. It's, well, it's sort of oak looking.
Mm-hmm.
Stained looking. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. But
did you ever hear iodine?
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
I don't know.
Well, what would they take for malaria?
I don't know that either.
Or for fever?
Aspirin for fever.
Well, a long time ago, though.
Oh, a long time ago?
Real bitter medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear quinine or quinine?
Quinine.
Huh?
Quinine.
Did you ever have to take that?
I don't remember taking it, but I'm sure I did, probably.
And say if a person was shot and didn't live, you'd say that he...
Well, he got shot to death.
Or so he... Yesterday he...
Died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Deceased.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Well, I guess you'll have... I don't know any joking way of saying it.
Well, did you ever hear kick the...
Kick the bucket, yeah. So-and-so kicked the bucket, yeah. Quite often.
And so he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
From?
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Well, a vault. Casket and in the vault.
And when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in.
They're in.
If at a funeral, people who are dressed in black are in.
Well, all I remember about as far as dressing in black and still do is most of the women dress in black. Nowadays, the men, well, used to, they had dark suits, but now it doesn't matter, or it doesn't seem to matter what mm-hmm. color suits. But still, the women folks sort of lean towards black as far as funeral.
Mm-hmm. Well, the family, when someone in the family's died, and the rest of the family are said to be in
shock.
Or in
mourn?
Huh?
Mourning?
Mm-hmm. And say on every sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say...
Pretty good.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Rheumatism.
And this is a disease that children used to die from, that choke up. They get blisters inside their throat and they choke up.